All right, let's open our Bibles to Matthew chapter 7. I think that's what I want. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. There's many people to preach today that, and they give the Bible verse, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's a glorious verse. And it gives us a lot of opportunities. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Verses found in Romans. And if that was the only verse that dealt with the subject of calling on the name of the Lord, we could just stand firmly that anybody who would call upon the name of the Lord would be saved. We've learned that being saved is not delivered unto heaven, but being saved is delivered from the power of sin and darkness, delivered from this world and the devil. But we also have this problem of what Jesus said. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. See, when you put them all together, what happens? Things begin to bring question on how we're taught certain verses mean. And so we have to examine. Well, if this verse says one thing and this verse says something else, we have to be able to put those two verses together and find out what actually fits and what doesn't. Let's read on. Not everyone that saith that shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of the Father which is in heaven. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? Haven't we done a lot of right things in your name? Haven't we done many wonderful works? They're asking the Lord these questions. They're being denied entrance into heaven, and they're asking, Lord, didn't we do many of these right things? Didn't we do a lot of good works? Well, we even saw miracles happen among us. And he's going to say, depart from me, I never knew you. That's where the evangelicals stop. And they would throw out even doing all those good things. Jesus doesn't condemn them because they've done good works. Jesus doesn't condemn them because they've prophesied in His name. Jesus doesn't condemn them because there was even people delivered from devils. What does He condemn them for? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Iniquity. What is iniquity? We talked about that a little bit this week. You know, there's a lot of people that say a sin is a sin is a sin is a sin. And it don't matter what you do, they're all alike. But that is a lie. There are many different kinds of sin. There's sins of the flesh. There's sins of the spirit. There's sins that are unto death. There's sins that can be forgiven. There's sins that cannot be forgiven. And there's iniquities. And this iniquity is one that will keep you out of heaven. Not only that, it will keep you from knowing who Christ truly is, and it will keep Him from knowing you. Well, what is an iniquity? Something so important that it'll keep you out of heaven. When I first began to think about that word, a lot of these older words, you can think them through. Iniquity. I went to a dictionary this morning and it began to break this world down. And it got down to the place where it was in equal. It was unequal. It was something that was not as it appears. There wasn't a balance there in what was said and what was done. It's unequal. Something is wrong. What were they professing? Lord, Lord. And He said, and then they said, haven't we done all these things in your name? And He said, yes, but there is an unequalness about the way you're doing that disqualifies you from knowing Me. Depart from Me, you who are living unequal. We find this word, iniquity, in Balaam, in Peter, 1 Peter chapter 2, whenever the Bible's talking about Balaam. Maybe it's 2 Peter chapter 2. Begin in verse 15. Now let's start up here a little higher. Verse 12. But these as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption. What are they doing? They're speaking evil of things they understand not. They're saying something that they don't know anything about or that they don't understand. What is that? That's unequalness. They're saying something, but they don't understand it. There's something doesn't line up with what they're saying, and so it doesn't fit with what they're doing. But these, as natural brute beasts made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots are they, and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings, while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls and heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumb ass, speaking with man's voice, forbade the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the midst of darkness is reserved forever. Speaking about iniquity, wells promising water, but they're without water. Men saying they're living righteous, but not living righteous. That's iniquity. It's hypocrisy. It's not that they weren't doing some right things, but they were hypocrites. They were professing that they knew the Lord Jesus Christ, and Jesus said that they were not doing what He taught them. They were not living the way He showed them how to live. We talked about preaching this morning, or Brother Steve did in the lesson. Evangelism. I've thought back of my life about evangelism and how important it has been in my life. Not that everyone is hearing what I'm trying to say. What I want to talk about it this morning is what it's done for me. What it has done for me. The Bible talks about putting on the whole armor of God. When you put that armor on, one of the pieces of the armor is having our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. Well, why is the preparation of the gospel the very shoes of the part of our armor? I just don't hardly feel very right about getting down and doing something or working unless I have the proper shoes to do it. Unless my feet are prepared to take the abuse of whatever I'm going to be doing. Whenever we prepare ourselves with the gospel, and our feet are shod with that preparation, it's to take it out there. Do you know what happens when we take the gospel out into the street? We set ourselves up onto a pedestal. And people say, oh, you're just setting yourself up to be a pedestal so everyone can see what you're doing. Oh, if that was the only thing. When we step out there with an honest heart and begin to try to teach someone what we're doing, do you know what comes into our mind and our hearts? Every little thing that I'm not doing right begins flooding into my mind. You know what I can do with that? I can either disregard it and say, I'm going to go preach like the man that looks in the mirror and sees dirt on his face and says, forget all of that. I've got a work to do. Or that can open our ears to begin to examine my heart so that I purify myself and those things from my life. So that I can stand out there and declare the gospel of Christ. And when those thoughts come into my mind, I say, yes, I need to work on that. And I go home and I begin to fix it. Or if it's something that comes up, I may need to quit what I'm doing and go home and fix it first. That's the preparation of the gospel. That's the difference between iniquity, inequalness, and truly having Jesus as our Lord. When men become up and they begin to reprove us of something they see in our lives. Hey, you're out there preaching, and if someone comes and reproves you of something, how do you want them to respond? Equally or unequally? How do you want them to respond when you're pointing something out in their life? Do you want them to respond like you do? Oh, that's not important. Or do you take it home with you and say, hey, maybe they've got something there. Maybe I ought to fix this a little better. Maybe I ought to let this work on me. Balaam had a donkey reprove him. Did he think, oh, you stupid donkey, what do you know? Well, at first he did. And a lot of times we respond the same way when someone reproves us. Who do you think you are? You're just a sinner. Who do you think you are? You're just one of them old evangelicals. But when someone points something out in our life, we better give it some consideration. If we want equalness, we want to be judged justly. We want to be among those who hear the will of God and do it. Preaching, if no one else ever listened to my preaching, what it's done in my own heart and own life is amazing of how many things it's shown me my shortcomings. Be prepared with the preparation of the gospel of the kingdom. Let it show us. A lot of us are afraid because we're afraid someone's going to rebuke us to the way we live. They're going to rebuke us because our iniquities, our unequalness. Maybe we're living a little bit worldly and we're afraid that if I go out into the world and start preaching, my worldliness is going to be made known and exposed. What do we need to do about that? Just get more worldly and change our message? Or do we get rid of that worldliness in our life so that we can go out? Do we let it make us more equal? More full of equity, iniquity, more equalness between what we're saying and what we're doing? That's what we're going to be judged by. We're going to be judged by what we're doing and how we're living. And Jesus is going to examine each one of us whether we're living according to His teachings or whether we are not. It's a real blessing just to look at these words. The hypocrisies that are in our own lives sometimes that God has given us the opportunity to take care of. And the blessings that can come and the fruit that can come from taking care of them. He was rebuking these people that are going to stand before Him on the judgment day because of the iniquities in their life. We need to put into practice the teachings of Jesus. Last night we were really blessed. There was a man that came out from one of the bars, and he came out and he was really upset. He read one of the signs, and it said, America's Christianity is a big joke. Or chances are your Jesus is a fake. And he came out and he was really upset. And I began to talk to him and I said, do you know what that's saying? Do you know what it means? And he said, no, what does it mean? And I said, modern Christianity is a bunch of hypocrites. Modern Christianity is a bunch of business. And it's a joke in God's eyes. And it's worthless to God, and He hates it. And the man kind of stepped back a little bit. He said, what do you mean? He said, I agree with that. And I said, that's what we're saying. And I said, the teachings of Jesus are very simple. but who will put them into practice? And he said, I grew up going to church, and he said, I've been cheated by more people who call themselves Christians than anybody else in the world. And he began to see, and he began to understand, and I began to explain to him what it meant to be a true disciple of Jesus. And I asked him about Buddhism, if a man was saying that he was a Buddhist and he ignored the teachings of Buddha, would he be a Buddhist? And he said, of course not. And I said, well, if a person says that they're a Christian and they ignore the teachings of Jesus, are they Christians? And he said, of course not. And I said, we are trying to put into practice the simple teachings of Jesus Christ. What he saw was iniquity in the church. Lawlessness. Professing to know God, but not putting into practice the teachings of Christ. And he began to think about that for a little bit. And he said, this whole world is messed up. This whole world is a bunch of pretending. He says, I live in Dallas. And he had tattoos all up and down his arm. And he said, I dress in a fine business suit. And I work in a big office building. And you'd never know I look like how I look when I'm out here at these bars. Because it's all fake. It's all pretend. He said, I quit going to church long ago because it's fake and it's pretend. But he said, tonight, if you people are what you say you are, I see a little hope. For the first time in my life, I see a little hope. If you people are what you say you are, there's hope. A little glimmer of hope for this unjust, unrighteous, hypocrite-filled world. But do you know where the balance of what he's saying is? Whose shoulders that rests upon? Are we living the gospel according to Jesus or not? If we're not, as far as he's concerned, there is no hope. But if we are, there's hope. The Bible says you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. We are representing Jesus Christ in this world. And without you or us living the gospel of Christ in equality with what he teaches, there is no hope for this world. We will all stand before the Lord Jesus Christ. And he will say, if we're not putting into practice and living the gospel, living the kingdom message, he will say, depart from me, I never knew you. He's not talking about people out in the world. He's not talking about Gnostics. He's talking about people who say, Lord, Lord, that are doing many things in His name. But there's iniquities, unequalness in what they're saying and what they're doing. You can give it up and say, oh, it's too hard. Or you can say, Lord, I want to balance the scales in my life. Make me equal with my words. Too often our theology just runs completely away from our following Christ. And that's all that matters to Christ. Unequalness. Where are we? Many will say in that day, Lord, Lord. And He'll say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. May the Lord add His blessings upon His words. Father, help us, Lord, as we look into Your Word. Father, that we would be doers and not hearers only, deceiving our own selves. Lord, that we would look into Your Word, that we might be equal with the words that we're speaking about You and Your kingdom. Lord, help us to hear those things, those charges that may be brought against us. Lord, is there evidence that they're true? Help us search ourselves, Father. Lord, make us a pure and a holy part of Your kingdom. Give us hearts that hunger and thirst after righteousness. Lord, help us be faithful to You in Jesus' precious name and for His sake and for His kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Anyone have anything you'd like to share? Shared that sometimes there's planks in his eyes, and if anyone sees anything, feel free to share it with him. Okay, praise the Lord. Not a lot to share, but a lot to do.